Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Who am I? I am your host, Evangelist C.C. Caldwell Miller of Women of God Ministries. I'm excited to share with you this evening for a brief moment. We've been talking about who we are in the Lord, and that is absolutely so important that we recognize who we are, because when we recognize who we are in the Lord, then we can live indeed a victorious life. Today, I want to talk to you about being uplifting, being uplifting. Philippians 2:3 says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Think about that. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. And simply put, we must forget about ourselves and concern ourselves with our other brothers and sisters. We must know that we are people who lift others up through the word. We must understand that we want or desire the best for our brothers and sisters. I encourage you to see the best in people's lives. I think it's so important in the world that we live in today. It's so much negativity, so much negativity. But God admonishes us to see the best. This helps us to see God's best for our life when we can see the best in others. See, because sowing seeds to others, I believe it helps them to see. And we want to thank the Lord today for sending us to be the lifter of our brothers and sisters. Hopefully you have someone in your life that uplifts you, that when you're down, lifts your spirit. But we are to be that for one another as the body of Christ. We ought want to be a builder. We ought want to build the church. See, we should not want to be those people, because believe it or not, there are people who tear down the church and tear down the body of Christ. Think about that. Why would people want to tear down the church? Now, you have to look at church in both ways. Most people look at church as the four walls, but we are the church. So why would people want to tear us down? Unfortunately, that's a sad thing, because when people are not happy with their lives, even believers, when they're not happy with their lives, they may have a tendency to tear others down instead of uplift them. But I don't want us to do that. God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to lift up his people. He doesn't want us speaking negative things about others, or he doesn't want us even speaking negative things about ourselves. What have you allowed the enemy to say to you that you repeat over and over and over again? And sadly, that you buy into. You're not good enough. You're not worthy to be a child of God. You're not going to. What have you allowed the enemy to say to you that you bought into? See, I desire the church to be built up and to be encouraged and lifted. As Moses' arms were held, we ought to hold up our pastors, our leaders, so that they can do the work of the Lord and so that we can do the work of the Lord. Our desire really must be to obey what God tells us. If he says, feed my sheep, we feed his sheep. He wants us to be a feeder and an uplifter. So I want you to think about that today. Are you an uplifter in your life? Are you a feeder? Or do you follow the crowd when they slander, demean, denigrate humanity in any form or fashion? Because as a believer, as a born-again, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized child of God who desires to live a victorious life, you must be an uplifter and not, as the young folks would say, a hater. So who will you uplift today? I want you to make that your business to really, really start to see people who are in need of uplifting and encourage them. Pray for them that their spirits be lifted. Speak to them that their hearts be lifted and the load is lightened. Because, brothers and sisters, that is our responsibility. Because Christ was uplifting. I don't know about you, but I desire to be like Christ in every area of my life. I want to think like him. I want to be like him. I want to act like him. I want to live like him. What about you? We can have this abundant, but there's some requirements that we as children of God have got to understand that God expects from us. We can't expect that we can go to God and we seek him for what we desire, but we won't obey what he instructs. That's kind of backwards, I would say. Because if you are a parent, you would expect that your children, when you give them instructions, you say, do what I say, not as I do. God expects that when we read his word, which we ought to be diligent about, because that's where we get fed. We can't be feeders if we're not feeding off of the word of God and his truth. The word of God is true. We don't need to add to it, take away from it, put our little spin on it, any of it. God doesn't need our help. What he needs is our obedience. What he needs and desires is our love, our faith, our trust in him. What he needs is an intimate relationship with him. And when we do that, we will see that he has already positioned us for a victorious life. He's already in the heavenlies, planned out our future, planned out our destiny. But there's something we have to do. We can't expect that he is just supposed to give, or as I like to say, we can't think of the Lord as a drive-through pizza, because that's not who he is. Can I have a little bit of this? I get a side of this. We have to sit down at the table where the table is spread with the word, and we have to feast on the word. We have to feast in the presence of the Lord, seeking the answers that we desire for our life. But what would we be if in the natural, when somebody invites us to dinner, we sit at the table and we don't eat, or we do eat and we pick things out because we don't like that or we don't like this? The table is spread. Are you going to come take a seat at the throne of the Lord and seek him for favor? Seek him for divine instruction and ask him to order your steps so that you are living your life for the kingdom and not for the world. So again, take time out of your day to uplift someone, whether it be on social media, uplift someone, because I know you're on social media, and that's okay, but use the platform in a godly manner. So say with me, I am uplifting, I am uplifting. And continue to study Philippians 2:3 and allow the Lord to reveal more to you. You can reach Woman of God Ministries at womenofgodministries.info. You can find us at twitter.com/GodDesignedLady. You can find us on Facebook at Woman of God Ministries or God Design Ladies. You can email us at chosenbygod2serve@gmail.com. Or you can call us if you need prayer at 908-827-1470. This has been your host, C.C. Caldwell Miller, founder, evangelist of Woman of God Ministries. Until next time, remember, you were created by God and chosen to serve. Be blessed.